This podcast is sponsored by Carrier. Carrier VRF systems are inverter-driven to maximize efficiency and design flexibility. Your customers will have flexible zoning control, quiet operation, and integrated building controls. Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. Today we're talking mechanical contracting and ductless technology with Jeff Hutchinson, the Energy Solution Manager for Brunner Corporation. Enjoy the conversation and I will see you on the other side. Right now we're bringing in Jeff Hutchinson, Energy Solutions Manager for Brunner Corporation. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Outstanding. I know you guys are a mechanical contractor in Central Ohio, but can you tell us a little bit more about your business, kind of what type of sectors do you specialize in?
Yeah, we are a full-service mechanical contractor. We do large construction, medium construction, automation, have a full engineering group, service group with just over 60 trucks on the street. So we provide all levels of those type of solutions, and we have a group that focuses on energy retrofits. So we do a fair amount of that work from an accreditation perspective. We do LEED and Energy Star and all those good things as well.
Okay, great. How are things going down there in Ohio in terms of the health of the economy in the HVC area? How are you seeing it now as compared to maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
I think right now I see it as being level. It's certainly better than it was 2 or 3 years ago, but it seems to be level right now. But it's treating us pretty good.
And I know you guys are involved in the ductless market. Talk about has that changed in the last 5 years? Talk a little about the momentum of ductless.
Yes, it has. It's increasing because it offers a significant flexibility with respect to especially institutional K-12 and college. It affords you the luxury of providing some systems to retrofit buildings where you have some space constraints that aren't a problem to run refrigeration piping or whatever, but certainly a problem to run ductwork and put new air handlers in and that type of stuff. So it's opening up doors, actually.
Now, is this something that your customers already know about, or are you introducing this to them?
It's a combination of both. We put in a couple systems for Dublin School System, and they were aware of the system, but a recent installation we did for Chemical Abstracts, they weren't aware of the opportunity or the option, and we presented it to them, and it worked out really well in their application. Actually, we were looking at a traditional solution, and it was a significant savings for the customer, and the system's in and up and running, fully integrated, and they're very, very happy.
Okay. What's the education process like? Are people skeptical? Are people open to hearing about it?
I think as long as it's presented properly, people are open to it. From an educational perspective, I think the thing we lean on is the technology may be new for the Central Ohio market, but there's if you go to the European market or Asian market, it's a product that's been well vetted out and has high reliability, and those are the things important to the customer. So it's worked out really well from that perspective.
Okay. Would you be able to ballpark maybe the percentage of people that are doing ductless with you?
I would say right now it's probably about 7% of our total market. I think it might potentially be, I think it'll grow. I think the diversity of offerings that our company provides is why it's probably only 7%, but I expect that to grow.
Yeah, that kind of leads me into my next question here. Where do you see the ductless market in maybe 5 years and 10 years down the road?
In the next 5 years, I would expect that would be probably closer to 20% of our business model for that type of work.
Okay.
I think beyond that, I think it's a little hard to say right now, but I certainly expect to see growth in it. We like the product from an installation perspective, but it's also a great solution. I use the term CAN solution. It's a package in a box, and it's well conceived from the control perspective, the piping perspective, all the components of the system. And it just works really, really well. As long as you install it, it's exactly as the manufacturers recommended. It works fantastic.
Now that the economy has turned around a little bit, do you see people willing to maybe spend a little bit money, extra money up front to save some money in the long term? Or is everyone still really worried about first cost?
I think that's starting to change. I would say predominantly we're dealing in a first cost economy at the moment. But I would say the combination of energy costs and operators for the life cycle analysis of a building has helped to promote the look toward life cycle cost as opposed to first cost. But first cost is still predominantly what the market's running on, in my experience anyway.
Sure. Is there any special kind of sweet spot for return on investment that people are looking at a number of years to get that money back, or does it depend on the client?
That's very dependent on a client. We have house bill program in the state of Ohio that applies to all public schools, and their requirement is 15 years payback. So it's got to be under 15 years. And the way that works is typically it's a program where you're doing multiple things. So it's a combination of factors, but ultimately the total solution has to be under 15. If you're dealing with private sector, typically they're looking for 5 years or less. And some of those customers you can get in the 7.5, but we look at 5 years for private and 15 years for public work.
Okay, that's interesting. And just for this last question here, just switching gears a little bit, what's the biggest issue you see facing mechanical contractors today? What's the toughest problem when you wake up in the morning?
That's a loaded question.
Too many to count?
How to answer that. I think it's a much more competitive market for us, and I think the big dynamic I see is a lot of partnerships between the multiple providers, architects, MEP firms, mechanical contractors, lighting contractors. There's just this diverse union of folks to provide solutions, and things are coming out that way. Partnerships that we didn't traditionally deal with, I think, is our biggest challenge. How best to choose your partners, and a lot of these big projects are partnerships, so I think that's the biggest challenge, as I see it, in my role anyway, for our market today.
Sure, it makes sense. And how about the labor force in Ohio? Is it hard to get good people working for you, or is there abundance of talent out there?
I don't know that there's an abundance of talent. We're a union contractor, so we have the whole program of training and education that the union provides, which is beneficial to us. That goes from the service component, the field component. So to my knowledge, we haven't had an issue with providing continuing and up-and-coming labor force to support our business as it is and the growth. A little bit of flexibility required. From a service perspective, it's a consistent labor force. From a construction, the ebbs and flows of the industry. So we haven't had any issues maintaining their good qualified labor force.
Sure. Okay, great. Well, Jeff, we really appreciate you talking today about the mechanical contracting world and specifically Duckless. I really appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks to Jeff for sharing the knowledge, and thank you to everyone for listening. As always, you can find any old podcast at achrnews.com or iTunes. Good times, everybody.